Hello everybody and welcome to episode 94 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 16th of March 2009. Sorry that I may sound a little bit, more nervous than normal when I do this podcast. It's because about less than half an hour ago I was on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire live speaking about my Facebook group Save the Broadway Theatre, which I set up not that long ago. Because I heard they basically had a bad fire, somebody set it alight deliberately, and the insurance company are refusing to pay out. So I heard about it, and I'd been there twice to see Russell Howard, and I thought, well, I've got to do something about it, so I set up a group about it. First, my local newspaper, the ET, phoned me up and asked if I'd mind doing a little quote for their paper, so I did a quote for that. So if you go to www.gordonvalentine.com/news, there'll be a link on that to that. And then today, as I said, I was on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire speaking about it. Until like a couple of days ago, I didn't know that BBC Radio Cambridgeshire's got one which is sort of just for Peterborough, the one that does the rest of Cambridge, so they've got a different morning. So if you're living at Cambridge, unfortunately, you wouldn't have got to hear this. And also, I had a look on the iPlayer. They don't, for some reason, have that breakfast show on the iPlayer, which is a bit of the same. So, I recorded it on my digital radio next door. So, hopefully, it did come out okay. I'm going to edit it and then stick it on next. Sort of halfway through, unfortunately, my phone dies for some unknown reason, which I don't know what happens. I had a full reception the whole way through. And as you can probably tell my voice, I was a little bit nervous. I'd never been on live radio before, because they sort of contacted me on Friday to say, would you mind going on? So ever since then, I've been thinking, why did I say yes? Well, there you go. So now I'm going to put it on, and then I'll speak again once you've heard what I have it on about. Speak to you soon.
Trying to save the Broadway Theatre alongside 250 other local people who started a campaign on Facebook to stop it permanently closing. The theatre closed after a fire in December, and the groups on the social networking site Facebook want it to reopen. Gordon Valentine set one of the groups up. He joins us this morning. Morning, Gordon.
Hello.
It's something that's out of your control, really, isn't it? I suppose you'd like it to reopen, wouldn't you? But it's not something you can sort of influence, is it?
That's very true, but then hopefully get lots of people join it, then sort of the local council might sort of sit up and take notice about it a bit more.
Yeah, it's such a sad episode, really, in the city, isn't it? You just think, oh, what a waste.
Yeah, but Peterborough doesn't have anywhere else like that. As well, if it's not there, then you've got to go to, like, Cambridge or Nottingham or somewhere else to see sort of comedy acts and stuff, and it's just really, really difficult to get there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a credit crunch on Gordon at the moment. Where do you think the money's going to come from to get the Broadway back open?
I know, that's the thing, though, but they've got money to spend in banks and lots of other things, and you think, well, in the whole scheme of things, that sort of money's not an awful lot, to be honest, is the way I look at it.
Yeah, why are you so passionate about it? Because I can hear it in your voice.
Well, I've only ever been there twice, but both times I've really enjoyed it. It's a really sort of nice, friendly venue, and as I say, Peterborough's the only sort of place to go for things like that, so if it went, it'd be sort of real same, to be honest.
Now, you've got 250 other people on your site. There's another site as well, so there's a great deal of passion in Peterborough about this,
yeah.
Isn't there?
It is good that people in Peterborough, for once, actually getting behind something, not just sort of moaning about things. And you look at the sort of water fountain things, people just going on and on about why they don't want them there, so...
Yeah, and what can you do with this? What can you do with this public support, and how can you manoeuvre it into pressure?
Well, I thought I'd just hope for more people joining this, and hopefully our local MP and people like that would notice it. But a while ago, the ET did a thing about it, which is also sort of quite good. So people that don't know and sort of pick up and think, well, we can sort of get...
Yeah, it's a bit of a bad phone line, Gordon, but we can understand what you're saying. I'm pleased to say on the phone this morning, we've also got a very important man who helped put this iconic Broadway theatre on the map, as it were. Peter Boyser. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
There's a huge strength of local opinion here, isn't there? And can you understand that?
Well, I'm delighted, because when you think about it, this cinema, as it was built before the war by Oscar Deutz, and I used to go to it on Saturday mornings and see films like Burnham Up Barnes, Flash Gordon, Buck Rogers, and I used to go with my Auntie Clara on Thursday afternoon to see matinees. It was wonderful. And after all, it's got 1,200 seats. It's very nicely designed. It's got Gaston's, my father, Gaston's restaurant next door. And it is something that should be fought for. And I support this gentleman and his friends who are seeking every avenue to try and get it resuscitated and restored.
Are you sad about the situation that it's in at the moment? Are you sad you sold it?
Oh, well, I welcome the cash at the time. I am so sad I sold it. And I hope to see it restored.
Is there any chance of you getting involved, Peter?
Well, I'd give any support I could, along with a lot of other local people.
Yeah, so, I mean, are you suggesting that people should get together? Is that what you're saying? I mean, should they get together and help out Ronaldo, or should they do it separately, do you feel?
Well, I think we should investigate the situation and see what we could do. I'm not sure what we can do, to be quite frank, but it's a nice building. You've only got to drive along Broadway and see what it looks like and see if we can't get it going.
Yeah, and you've got other fish on the horizon as well. The Great Northern in a spot of bother at the moment as well. What's the situation there, as you
well,
understand?
Well, I've said farewell to the Great Northern. I wasn't helped by the bank, I have to say, to keep it going, but that's gone, and I'm now living centrally. Got a nice place.
I was going to say, Peter, do you need putting up? Because, you know, we can find you somewhere, because you were living there, weren't you?
Oh, I've got somewhere.
All right.
I'm in a very large place, and I've got to a ripe old age of 79, never been married, and I want to keep it going.
That's why you've kept your cash, Peter, that's why.
That's right, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd have been in trouble if you had got married, you see. But, I mean, going back to the Broadway, I mean, it would be great to see it open again, wouldn't it? And great, there's a huge strength of feeling. It needs to be open.
Yeah, and after all, it was sort of reopened as a cinema, but Ronaldo and his colleagues got it going as a live theatre, which is wonderful, and we should try and get that going again. We need it in Peterborough. We have, after all, got the Key Theatre and the Cresset, but the Broadway is bigger and I won't say better, but Broadway is something to fight for.
Yeah, and hopefully if it does get open again, they'll remember to put the alarm on next time, eh?
They should do, yeah. Indeed, yes.
Yeah.
They do.
Peter, lovely to talk to you this morning. Glad to see you fighting fit and in pretty good health. The last time I saw you, actually, I was giving you a lift in my Ford Fiesta from London Road to the Great Northern Hotel. It's a long, long time ago, but always a pleasure.
Long time ago. Well,
not too proud to climb in my little Fiesta.
Right. Well, I'm sort of excited about what's going to happen to Peterborough United, which I used to own as well, and generally having quite a lot of fun in life.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, stay well, Peter. Nice to talk to you again.
Keep in touch.
Thank you. Peter Boyzo, the one and only Peter Boyzo on the show this morning. Lovely man. This is on text this morning. Hi, Paul. The council has a responsibility to reopen the theatre. They should buy the theatre from Ronaldo for a fair price, renovate it and run it with a profit. That's from Cleek in Westwood. This is also on text this morning. If we can raise money for charity, why don't the council hold events to raise money for the public and local companies? Malt from Dogstop. Good points this morning.
I hope I didn't come too badly across. To be honest, I haven't actually listened to it all because I just don't particularly want to hear myself live on the radio. I know I didn't swear, which is good, but I was a bit peed off at the phone cut off halfway through doing it, but there it goes. Maybe they didn't like me, so they just cut me off. But he said it was a bad line, which is James, I normally get full reception here, but there it goes. I also recorded it on my video cam, so hopefully they didn't edit that and just like to give you'll see the look in my face when it cuts off, sort of, oh my god, sort of look. But there it goes, that was me live on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. So that's it for this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Speak to you all very soon. Bye.